News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin Lord Mayor James Gagan, what is Dublin Action Climate Week, which kicks off today?
Morning, Shane. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, well, it's really a culmination of all of the Dublin local authorities working together and showcasing the types of issues that local authorities have responsible for when it comes to climate change. So obviously, the one that we all think of most is traffic and transport. Mm-hmm. And one good thing that's happening this week is that you're actually going to get discounts. So you're going to get discounts on your shared bike. You're going to get discounts on your shared car and all of the shared mobility providers that are out there. But in addition to those things that are happening, there's a whole number of events taking place, all of which are free, all around, as I say, the four local authorities. And you can go onto the website, dublinclimateweek.ie, and you can look at all of the events that are taking place. And I'd encourage your listeners to do that. And it's going to culminate in a really good event that takes place on Saturday in the Richmond Barracks, the Eat the Streets Festival. And all of that is about, I suppose, the ethos of from farm to fork, encouraging people to support local food and eat local and the benefits of that for climate.
Okay, so basically there's a whole load of events going on during the week. With a view to doing, I mean, is it about raising awareness? Is it about changing mindsets? What is the hope that will come out of this week?
It's really, well, every year is different, but I think this year is really about consolidating the gains we've made when it comes to climate change. This year, for the first time, we are now at a situation where we have actually reached a 30-year low in terms of emissions. And that hasn't happened by accident. That has happened because of the changes that we've made in agriculture, the changes that we've made in traffic and transport. And local authorities have such a big role to play in that. So it's about consolidating the gains that we're already making. We've proven that you can have a thriving economy that's separated from carbon growth. And this week is all about, I suppose, promoting that.
Okay. Can I ask you while you're here, how is the new traffic plan working out? Has there been the traffic chaos that was predicted by many people?
Well, from my own perspective, the fact I'm not getting a lot of emails in my inbox of people complaining about it, I think is a good sign. From speaking to the head of traffic and transport and indeed the CEO of Dublin Bus last week, they're modestly, you know, or cautiously optimistic that it is functioning in the way that they wanted it to, bearing in mind that I suppose the key purpose of this was to ensure that you'd have bus routes operating quicker, more frequently.
That's happened so far, hasn't it?
And so far, the early indications from Dublin Bus is that that is taking place. And I suppose the other thing to say is that drivers are actually following the new rules. You know, there's a degree of, I suppose, soft enforcement taking place, but ultimately, drivers are following the new rules, the new rules and planning their routes.
And the worst predictions haven't manifested themselves.
That does appear to be the case, which is obviously extremely welcome. But as you know, I'm chairing this task force that will involve a whole number of stakeholders that are relevant to this Dublin transport plan and the future changes that we're going to make. And we'll be having our first meeting of that towards the end of the month to ensure that we have all voices heard in relation to this.
Is there something Dublin, going back to climate, aside from traffic, is there something Dublin has done particularly well when it comes to targeting climate action?
I think the shared mobility services in Dublin City have been a great success. And I realise some of those are private cars, but if you're using a Go Car or one of the private operators for shared car services, it's likely that you either don't have a car or you didn't buy a second one. Similarly, a lot of people started using a bicycle again for the very simple reason that we have Dublin bikes in this city. And to add on to the Dublin bike sharing scheme that we already have, there's all these private mobility cycle sharing schemes, and they keep growing, and we're adding electric ones and we're adding cargo ones to those. So I think those two measures combined have proven that Dublin have been pretty good when it comes to traffic and transport.
And just before you go, it's not a climate action issue, it's more of a green issue, I suppose. A lot of people saying Dublin City Centre, it's still dirty, still quite grubby, particularly at certain times of the week.
Well, last week we announced this very big change to Dublin City. From the 16th of September, it will no longer be the case that commercial premises can present their waste in plastic bags. Now, we're providing a lead-in period for the bin operators to work with businesses until December, but come January, that will be a hard law. All of the derogations that were previously in place for over 6 or 7 years will be gone. So this actually will be one of the biggest changes that we're going to make to Dublin litter, and I think it will be transformative.
Okay, Dublin Lord Mayor James Gagan, thanks indeed for coming into us. That website, again, if you want more information, Dublin Climate Week. newstalk.ie. James Gagan, thank you indeed for talking to Newstalk Breakfast.
Newstalk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on Newstalk.